Good afternoon. Mark Carroll from Gloucester, Mass. I see a lot of faces I know. I see a lot of faces I don't know anymore. I'm coming fishing all my life, coming to these meetings for many years. I finally gave up because I've been pretty much futile and just ridiculous, going nowhere. Years ago, a good friend of mine, Billy Crossan, which most of us here know, predicted this before his death. He said there's going to be a fleet absorption. That's how everything was going to go down. And whoever's left over, it's only going to be a handful of permits. Since then, we've gone through sectors, cuts, closures. I lost a lobster permit because I didn't have a one trap tag in 2008. I lost my family. I lost my house. I invested everything I had in the world in this. Granted, it's not much. I got a 39-foot boat. I set out. I got a little net. All I want to do is make a paycheck, all right? I'm sure I'm not hurting anybody. You know, there's more money, 10 times as much money being made off of the fishermen that's in this fishing industry. And all the people you see sitting behind you now, everybody's making money off us. Well, you know what? That's about enough. I employ directly five government employees every time I throw the lines on a 39-foot boat, like I'm a multi-billion-dollar industry here. All I'm trying to do is feed myself. This is the end anyways. This is just ridiculous. You know, the data we've been saying is wrong. I've tried to almost got fined out of business. Jane Lubchenco came to apologize to me because of a clerical error. They put me in a room, interrogated me like an animal, shut the door behind me, two guys. If I knew I wasn't going to freaking get arrested, I'd have got out of there, been the only man out of the room. The faulty data, the corruption and all this. You know why you're not going to shut this down? You know why we're here now? Because all these people are going to lose their jobs. They don't even have anything to do with the fishing industry. This is just run amok. You know, I say we don't. If you cut us 1% of anything at all on any fish whatsoever, right now at this time. Vito says that's the end. Well, God damn it, it's the end. When you can't make it, that's it. When the takers are bigger than the makers, that's it. I say if you're going to take one goddamn percent, shut the whole damn thing down, all right? And we'll put everybody out of business, the people up in the nymphs, the people that are making money off us, the environmentalists, and everything else, because it's lights out. Turn it out. It's over. And that's what I got to say. That's after 20 years coming to these meetings. I don't come anymore because I get so upset I can't even think straight. I can't sleep at night, all right? You take it all you can take. You kicked us. You punched us. You knocked us down. We're on the ground. I'm dead. You're kicking my goddamn teeth out. Shut the goddamn fishery down if you think it's so big. Are you afraid to do it? Come on, for Christ's sakes. Wake up, everybody. That's enough. Shut it down. You don't want it? Shut it down and we'll all collect a goddamn paycheck from the government. Everybody else agree with me?
Yeah.
One time for Christ's sake, enough's enough. Stand up for what's right in this country. My forefathers fought for this country. I was born in Concord, Mass. My family's from there. My forefathers fought with pitchforks for this country. This is what I came from. Shut it the hell down, then. Thank you, and I'm sorry for any cursing. Good night. Keep your mind.